Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care where you're from, what you're doing. I don't care about none of that. I'm just happy that you're here. Hope you had a great Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. And you, well, you're listening on the free Odyssey app. You're listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You're listening on Sirius XM channel 158. And man, I know some of y'all are listening on a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a full show. Man, we got a full hockey game. At least this is good so far, right? About 90 seconds left here in the first period. Edmonton leading the Panthers 1-0. This is better than what we got on Saturday as the Florida Panthers blanked the Oilers 3-0. At least Edmonton got on the board. And so we've talked about a lot today. NBA Finals from last night. Celtics lead 2-0. Dan Hurley says no to the Los Angeles Lakers, says he's going to stick around in Connecticut. Mike Tomlin gets an extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a 3-year contract extension that pushes him through the year 2027. Darvin Ham is just, he's like, damn it, I'm going back to the Bucks. Los Angeles Lakers got to pay me a bunch of money because they fired me. I might as well work and get paid at the same time. Why not? We had a great conversation last hour with Antonio Daniels, broadcaster for the Pelicans, as well as NBA Radio, former NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs. He's like me. He thinks that they're cooked. They being the Dallas Mavericks, it's just, it ain't looking good for them right now. It's Luka Doncic, and he's running around hurt. Kyrie Irving isn't pushing out much of nothing. 16 points last night. He had 12 points in the first game. It just looks like curtains for this team. But you know what? Listen to Jason Kidd. He spoke to the media, and Jason Kidd, he still believes in his Mavericks. What the hell else is he going to say?
Yeah, we're not down. We're positive. This is a group that believes. We didn't get an opportunity to get a split or win two here on the road. So now Boston held serve. Now we got to go home and hold serve.
Now, Hickey, we talked about this last week. Have you changed your mind yet? Or is you still believe Dallas here? What are we doing?
The white flag has been waved.
Oh, damn.
The series is over. Finals are over. There is no chance the Mavs after yesterday are winning this series.
Yeah, I told you the game was just, it's like, I forgot what commercial it is. Is it an insurance commercial where the guy has the money on a fishing rod and he's like, you got to be quicker than that?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I feel like that was the game last night. It's just like I'm looking at the Celtics and I'm looking at the Mavs and the Dallas Mavericks are being teased and they can't catch them. They don't have enough firepower. It's tricky, man. White flag raised. Let's see. The next game would be Wednesday, right? And so that's game 3 is Wednesday. Hickey, I'm just planning for the parade, okay? I'm just looking.
Sure, okay.
Okay, so okay, game 3 is Wednesday. When's game 4? Friday night. So, wow. The NBA Finals could be done on Friday night.
Wowza.
And then the next game would be, damn, that'd be a while, Friday to Monday? Game 5 would take place on Monday. I think we're going to get another game. Like, Dallas has to take one game. They're not going to get swept. They're going to win a game in Dallas.
I would agree. I would agree. I think Celtics in 5 sounds, at this point through 2 games, sounds about right.
And then we could talk about a parade in Boston next week. And we'll see drunk Joe Mazzulla, which, well, no, he doesn't drink, right? He doesn't drink?
He does not seem like a drinker. I don't think so.
What does he do? I know he got a family. He likes Brazilian jiu-jitsu. That's what he does?
That's maybe how he'll celebrate. Maybe he'll do a doubleheader of jiu-jitsu classes.
Oh, my God. What a world that we're in right now. You're looking at the same thing I'm looking at?
Right now, no. Or are you talking about on TV?
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Yes.
Just this man randomly walks onto the site of the Stanley Cup down in Florida. They got PK Subban and Charles Barkley just walks onto the stage.
He's a big hockey guy.
I know he's a big hockey fan, but that's just random as hell, isn't it?
I guess, but what else has he got to do? You know, he's not covering the finals. Florida's nice still this time of year. It's not deathly hot. I think he has like an Oilers jersey, so maybe he's rooting for Edmonton. So why the hell not?
Yeah, wow. Okay. Edmonton leads Florida 1-0 right now. They're they're between the first and the second period right now. And Charles Barkley is just holding court. Maybe when he finishes being in front of the camera, he's negotiating his next contract in a couple of years. We have no idea. Wild stuff. Anyway, 855-212-4227. With these Dallas Mavericks, knowing that they're basically cooked. Luka Doncic, who's basically busted up and wounded at this point, still dropped 32 points. They had the man's stomach and chest all bandaged up. He's been dealing with a knee and an ankle all postseason long. And Luka is blaming himself, even though he had 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Listen.
At the end of the day, we got to make some more shots. I think my turnovers and my missed free throws cost us a game. So I got to do way better in those two categories. But at the end of the day, we got to make shots to win them, to win the game.
Yeah, and Kyrie Irving, he's a good teammate because Kyrie says it's not on Luka, it's on all of us. We beat ourselves.
We beat ourselves a little bit tonight just on our turnovers and just some of our defensive rotations. They got a lot of opportunities, second chance opportunities where they got an opportunity to go into fast break and just create mismatches in transition. Look at some of the positives for sure where we won the first and fourth, but at the end of the day, we got to win all four quarters if we want a great chance against this team.
Yeah, there's no positives. I mean, at this point, Hickey's talking about waving a white flag. Just let's get it over with, okay? Like, I'd prefer the Celtics just to go out there and sweep. I was hoping for the Dallas Mavericks to be a little bit more competitive, but not with Kyrie dropping 16 and 12 points. That's not going to get the job done. And if there is any concern here for the Boston Celtics, it's that Kristaps Porzingis had to exit the game late last night, with a little bit of a leg issue. And Kristaps Porzingis has already tried to put that to bed. He says, I ain't worried about my leg, not at all.
I'm feeling good, yeah, I don't think it's anything serious. But we'll look at it tomorrow and go from there, but all good, I'll be good.
All right. You know, Hickey, I think there's good reason why the Lakers and Dan Hurley and this entire coaching search has jumped ahead of the Celtics and the Mavs. I know a lot of people are not happy with the coverage, but I think we know why, because this is an ass-whooping here.
This is, and it's crazy to say, even in Game 2 in Boston, did not play well, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and we're still talking about, for the most part, it's been a one-sided affair. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's... You got to follow the stories. And I know a lot of people want to take they want to throw shots at ESPN. Well, how dare you disrespect the Celtics? I know even Charles Barkley had some thoughts. It's like, hey, why are we talking about the Lakers on game one? Well, people are going to talk about what's more interesting. And let's be real, outside of Boston, outside of Dallas, we got listeners who love basketball. We got listeners who probably don't care. But the fact of the matter is, more people want to make fun of the Lakers than they do want to analyze what's going on between the Celtics and Mavs. There's just not enough juice right there. And so the fact that you have a Tiffany organization, and I know it sounds crazy because they just got dissed, they just got left at the altar. The fact that the Lakers have been rejected, that's a big story. You know, who says no to the Lakers? Who says no to the Yankees? Who says no? Well, Dallas Cowboys makes some sense to say no to. You want to work for Jerry Jones, go ahead and knock yourself out. But these are marquee jobs. and you'd be hard pressed to just find him. I mean, we talked to Antonio Daniels about this, and the fact is, you have to be dysfunctional from the top down. Your owner has to be nutty. The system has to be nutty to say no. Because unless you just can't handle the stress, unless you can't handle the questions and the controversy that comes with it, you take these jobs. But you know, there's so much money in sports, and maybe we're seeing the same thing in the coaching ranks. You know, for years, people couldn't understand why nobody went to the Knicks. Why didn't LeBron James go to the Knicks? And why did only Carmelo and Amari Stoudemire go to the Knicks? And it became real clear. I can play in, I don't know, Hickey, pick one.
Memphis.
Yeah. You could be Ja Morant. This is probably a good thing that he's not in New York. Ja Morant does not need New York City. For what? Hickey, could you imagine if he was in New York? His career would be over by now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a lot more distractions, you would think, right?
Yeah, Ja Morant would be rolling through Times Square with, I don't know, AKs. You remember that scene from The Joker where he's hanging out the window with the guns?
Definitely.
Okay, I'll send you a photo. Yeah, that would be Ja Morant. But the fact is, Ja Morant has himself a max contract. He's playing in Memphis. You don't need to be in New York. I mean, you could be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He don't need New York. I mean, come on. We had, and it's long gone, we had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant on one team in Oklahoma City. And how about this? When Kevin Durant finally decided to go to New York, you want to know where he went? He went to Brooklyn. The man didn't even want to go into Madison Square Garden. Maybe, and I don't, the answer's not maybe. He didn't want the stress. He just wanted to play basketball. And look at all the stress he ended up while being in Brooklyn. The fact is, maybe it's the same thing for coaches. When you got coaches making so much money now and so much opportunity, is a Lakers job desirable? Do you want to go ahead and coach for the Lakers? Do you want to be LeBron James' whipping boy? I mean, LeBron James was just, earlier this year, he tweeted out an hourglass. Nothing else. Just an hourglass. Are you getting ready to fire Darvin Ham? You getting ready to ship out a player? Like, you're LeBron James. Is that even necessary for you to do? I don't blame anybody for not wanting that stress. And Dan Hurley took the approach of, I ain't going to the Lakers. I don't care how much money you offered me. 6 years, $70 million, and Dan Hurley said, no, thank you. I want you to hear from Dan Hurley, okay? Because earlier this year, he was at the New York Stock Exchange, and he said, UConn is the best team in college basketball. He didn't go to Kentucky. He didn't go to the Lakers. And I guess we got a few days before we find out what his new contract looks like in stores. Listen to Dan Hurley.
The best in the sport, and right now, you know, UConn, you know, the basketball program is the best program in college basketball, and right now, it doesn't feel like it's that close. The way we dominated the tournament. Is there media? Oh man, that was off the record. That was off the record.
You know, Hickey, I think we might be past the point of saying that this is any job is the most desirable, right? Like when people are saying no to the Los Angeles Lakers, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, does anybody really just want to jump feet first into that job? I don't think so, even though Mike McCarthy has it now. Like, are we gone? Like, is there the best coaching job in sports? It used to be Lakers and, I don't know, Yankees, but all this is done. I think the media and the fans and expectations have changed so much. There is no, hey, this is the marquee coaching job. I think them days are over.
I think you're 100% right. And you also look like the talent being spread out. And now, like you said, you can be a star in a smaller city and still have a massive following because of social media. So you don't have to be in the big city to get all the possible shine you can. And I think you're right. I think that's why you see it in every major sport, even now in college. Like when Nick Saban retired, there were a few coaches, Steve Sarkisian, Dan Lanning, right, reportedly turned the job down to stay where they are. I think it's easier than ever now in sports to where if you got a good thing going, wherever you are, does not matter the city or the population, if you got a good thing going, don't leave it because the grass is not always greener and you can have a lot of success with where you are, no matter what the market size is.
Yeah. And, you know, Antonio said it. He used it. You hear this term every now and then. It's player empowerment. And the players have so much more power. They have so much more influence. It makes it tougher. It makes it tougher to do your job. He had mentioned Adrian Griffin. He had an above 500 record with the Milwaukee Bucks when they decided to go ahead and pull the plug. And, I mean, if you want to tell me that Giannis Antetokounmpo was in love and in favor of keeping him, or Damian Lillard was in favor of keeping him, you want to tell me that he still wouldn't be there? Like, he got the boot for a reason. And if they loved him so damn much, he wouldn't have got fired. It's really that simple. It's a cold, cold world when it comes down to coaches. And you know the world has flipped completely upside down when somebody says no to the Lakers. It's like one of a kind, but I guess not no more. A little less stress. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of stress, I can't believe this. We talked about Mike Tomlin and his extension earlier in the show. I can't wait for Steeler fans to get upset at him. They're always ready to pull the ripcord and eject him out of town. Now they've got to worry about it for a few years. Andy Reid spoke to the media today, because Rashee Rice spoke to the media for the first time over the weekend since his series of unfortunate events. We've also learned Rashee Rice, well, he had some other issues that we have found out about that predate his entry into the NFL. It's not good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about Rashee Rice. The phone lines are open. We got a lot to do, so don't move.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about all these changes and coaches. Dan Hurley says no to the Los Angeles Lakers. Mike Tomlin got himself an extension. And I want to talk to you in a few minutes about Andy Reid and some words that he had to share today about Rashee Rice. Yeah, Rashee Rice was driving like a nut through Dallas-Fort Worth. And we'll get to that, because it seems like there have been some other issues with Rashee Rice that the world is finding out more about. And I wonder at what point the Chiefs just say, you know what, we don't need this guy on the team. But obviously they expect him to produce, and that's why he's still on the roster. That's why he hasn't been cut yet. We'll get to that momentarily. 855-212-4227. Gilberto was calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gilberto?
Hola, JR. ¿Cómo estás?
CSE, too.
Yo muy bien. I'm still waiting for you to come down to San Diego, okay?
I got to come through, man. What are we going to do?
Anything you want. Just tell me. Let me know when you arrive.
I like
Let me know when you're coming over here, okay?
I will, man. Oh, I like food, so work on that one.
Oh, we'll go to great places. You like the Mexican food in San Diego. It's the best Mexican food outside of Mexico, okay?
I bet. Hickey, do you want to go?
I just was there 2 months ago.
Oh, damn.
I can co-sign. Delicious.
Damn. I'm left out. I feel sad now. I'm left out on my own show. I'm sad. It's okay. Go ahead, Gilberto.
Listen, JR, I was thinking about this whole Caitlin Clark situation and the Olympic team.
Okay.
I know you follow soccer, and for that, Ala Madrid, what a great performance in the championship. In soccer, 70% of the players that go to the Olympic Games have to be under the age of 23. That's one of the rules that FIFA put in so they can bring up the young kids into the big stage.
All right.
That's something that can be done in every sport that plays in the Olympics, because we forget, I know it's a business, but this was an amateur thing not so long ago.
Right.
Now, everybody wanted to see the big names for whatever reasons. Okay, well, I'm not going to get into it, but at the end of the day, it was the money. It's a business decision. So I think that purely for that, not putting Clark, which is the biggest star, for whatever, she did great. I mean, she's the biggest scorer in NCAA history. Not putting her on the team is a bad business decision.
For who? Team USA?
For the sport. Not for Team USA. For the sport. For women basketball.
For FIBA. Okay, all right. For FIBA. All right. I agree with that, all of it.
And even in the U.S. for the WNBA. Because, let's say, I don't know what the ratings are going to be with this team as it is, but I think they can triple or quadruple that if she's there. So it's more awareness, more people get into it, and at the end of the day, it's going to be better for the league that she's in there.
Yeah.
I guess that's a business decision.
Yeah, and you'd have to imagine, and maybe not, but you'd have to imagine that the WNBA would have some type of influence, you know, on what the team ultimately looks like, even though it's two separate entities from Team USA and the WNBA. It's a double-edged sword. It's like anything that involves Caitlin Clark is going to be chopped up and analyzed and overanalyzed and put through a blender. It just sucks. Like, here, she's an alternate, right? She's made the team.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't made the team. She is an alternate. If somebody mm-hmm. goes down, she's going to get the call and she's going to go out to Paris. Now, is she going to play when she gets to Paris? Like, that's the next thing. People are going to pitch a fit. But I do think that there is still value on having her on the team. And mm-hmm. if it is a blowout, and Hickey said this earlier today, she's probably going to get action if it's a blowout. And I still think there's value in seeing her score 3 points or 6 points in a blowout. I think it holds some weight.
Yeah, and I think the Olympic Committee has to understand, too, that you need to bring the young kids up. So they may, I don't know, if they care or not, they get their money either way. Okay.
Yeah, but Gilberto, it's tricky because let's be real. Let's all be honest. You, me, Hickey, everybody listening. Is there another player that anybody else cares about outside of Caitlin Clark? The answer is no.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you care about anybody else on the Olympic team?
Well, I actually didn't care about the women basketball until she cut out. And then I started going like, wait a second, what am I looking at here? That's the truth.
Yeah, you and a lot of people. So I don't know. I'm just saying, how can you say that they need to get younger and nobody else cares? What other younger players should they put on?
Angel Reese?
Oh, come on now.
No.
Gilberto, for what?
No. What I'm saying, bring the young kids under 23. Anybody under 23. Bring three players out of the 12. 25%. Maybe three
All
or
right.
four players. That's
so
what
you
I'm want saying.
To change, you just want to change up the whole system, period, now?
Just a little bit.
Okay. All right. I get it. But I just know, like you know, and Hickey knows, and everybody listening knows, Most people wouldn't know some of these players, like just Jewel Lloyd. Like I gotta be honest, I think I know what she looks like. I don't know what she looks like. Alyssa Thomas, I know what she looks like because she fouled Angel Reese. Jackie Young, come on, this is everybody. A lot of people are learning and are starting to watch the games, but.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody else that's, you got to put Caitlin Clark and so on and so forth. people just are focused in on Caitlin. But hey, Gilberto, I'll tell you this. I think she will make the team. I imagine between now and, you know, a month and a half, 2 months, somebody's going to go down and she'll get her chance.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see her, because let me put it to you this way. If she's there, all of the other players are going to be well-known in the WNBA.
Do they want that? It seems like some of them are kind of upset about that, namely Angel Reese, and she just got there too.
Yeah, but the thing is that in 3 years, and you know this, because it's a business and she's there, if she starts healthy, they're all going to be making a lot more money than they're making today.
Well, they want to beat her up on the way, Gilberto, so we'll see. Hey, thank you for calling from San Diego, man.
I'm waiting for you, okay?
I am too. I want to go to San Diego. Please believe it. I just got to find time to get out there, okay?
All right. Take care, JR. I love you, man.
I love you too, Gilberto. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Yeah, there's no other player. Hickey, is there another player that people are talking about? No, right?
No. No, there's not.
There's no other player. Like, who else is there? They're going to switch the rules. They might as well just change all the rules for Caitlin Clark just because. Hey, Marco Belletti, you want to see Caitlin Clark on the Olympic team? You want to see her?
I don't see the reasoning or the rationale with this idea of, well, she's got to earn. She has it. You want to grow this sport or not? You want eyeballs on it? You want people to watch it? You put the person that everyone's talking about and everybody wants to see. There's no reason that Caitlin Clark is not on this team. It's dumb.
Even in garbage time, right?
It's dumb. Look, and you want to say, well, what would happen if she didn't play a lot? I don't care. Let's find out. Like, what? Yeah. Do you want them to talk about your sport? Then you've got to put her there. Because even that conversation of, well, she's not playing enough, is still a conversation. It means people are watching and paying attention. Now they're not going to. That's a loss.
You know what? I think they're afraid. They punked out. Like the U.S. Women's National Committee basketball, whatever the hell they're called, they basically punked out. They didn't want to have no controversy. And they said as much. Oh, well, we thought it would be a shame, you know, if we put Caitlin Clark on the team and then her fans would be disappointed. Nah, y'all punked out. Y'all didn't want to put her in the room with all these veterans. Y'all didn't want to have the controversy. Well, y'all going to have some anyway. And they named her as an alternate. And I've been saying, I could be wrong, but I think eventually she'll be on the team. And everybody's just going to have to grin and bear it, regardless of how upset that they are.
But see, that's the thing I don't understand. The upset at what? Because she hasn't earned it yet in her WNBA career? Like, what exactly are we missing here? She's done everything you could possibly do other than win a title in college, right? That's not enough of a resume and enough to say that she can handle herself, which we've already seen in the little bit of time that she's been in the WNBA. So what are you so afraid of? You think the veterans are going to, they're going to beat her up in the locker room? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, there's been so many arguments. It's been, well, the women say we're not jealous of her. But then I hear Angel Reese is standing around saying, I need people to give me my attention and credit too. And it's just a lot being said.
And that's the ego. So we're worried about Diana Taurasi not getting enough shine for her sixth Olympic gold when they finally win it, instead of we're talking about Caitlin Clark more. So that's the solution. Just don't have Caitlin Clark there so nobody even knows that Taurasi was on the team and even gets the gold medal. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Listen, Diana Taurasi played in her first Olympics in 2004. Okay. What was that? Athens?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
My God. Like, this is going to be six. She's 41 years old. Like, what is she on the team for? A veteran presence and leadership?
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. But, like, if you want her there, like, I'm all for all that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I can tell you which player can come off the roster, because I don't watch the WNBA enough. I know the names. I know their stats. But I don't watch enough to say, well, this is a simple one here because she's a little bit better. I'm not qualified enough to do that. But that's their job. And then they got to look at it and go, yeah, you know what? Maybe on the floor they're even. But this one is going to get millions and millions and millions of eyeballs to watch our game. And this one, nobody knows in her own neighborhood. I'm sorry. That's got to be part of the equation. It has to be.
Yeah, I'd love to see her. And you know what? Let's be real. And I don't watch enough women's basketball across the globe, around the world as well. But if Caitlin Clark does make the team, she going to play, because Team USA women are probably going to annihilate some of these teams, okay? Probably most of them. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to get a chance and an opportunity. I hope that we see her out there. And the thing that makes it easy for me to root for her is that, yeah, she can talk trash on the court, but outside and off the court, and Hickey and I talked about this, she doesn't say anything. They asked her if she was disappointed about not making the team, and she says, no, I'm not disappointed. I'm just using this as motivation to go to the next one. It's just like, and how old is she? What is she, 22, 21 years old, Caitlin Clark is?
Yeah, she's. I don't know if it's just innate in her and her ability.
She's 22.
I think it is, because you can get all the PR training that you want. If it doesn't naturally come across with the right answer, we're going to see through it. She's just built this way. She's been going through it for a long time, but it's just innate in her ability to know what the right answer and give it to you. Whether she truly believes it or not is a different story, because we don't know what anybody truly believes. All the Derek Jeter gave you the right – we don't know what he believed, but you know
Russell,
that – he gives you the right answer. Right. But you know that he gives the right answer. She gives the right answer every time. And that's something that's – you can't quantify that. Again, those are good things and good qualities to have when you're trying to elevate a sport. You're getting everything that you want. And why is the sport resisting? That's the part that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, you got to chop people down to size when they start taking all the shine. We'll see how this continues to play out. I hope she makes the team. I know she's an alternate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. And speaking of saying the right things, Rashee Rice opened up his mouth, and I don't know what the hell this guy said, but we'll play it for you on the other side of the break. We'll walk you through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Edmonton and Florida, they are now tied at one goal apiece here in the second period. 9 minutes left in the second, and Edmonton got off to a 1-0 start, and they're currently tied at 1-1. We saw what the Panthers did on Saturday night, walking away with a 3-0 victory. And, I mean, they're on their home ice. Let's see if they go ahead and put some more goals up. Edmonton might be in a similar hole that the Dallas Mavericks currently see themselves in, and that's 0-2. Right before we went to break, we talked about Caitlin Clark and not making Team USA on the women's side. And then we had a discussion about how it's like, hey, Caitlin Clark always says the right things. Somebody who just seemingly does the wrong things and can't get out of his own way. He's also 2 years older than Caitlin Clark, is wide receiver Rashee Rice. We know about all of his issues and unfortunately driving like a maniac down in the Metroplex in Dallas and punching allegedly the photographer, and then the photographer dropping the charges saying it was all a misunderstanding. And then this past weekend, or yesterday, a matter of fact, Rashee Rice spoke for the first time. He was at one of these youth football camps, and new chief Xavier Worthy was there, Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, Marquise Brown. And Rashee Rice, for all of his mistakes and issues, he cleaned it up a little bit, or at least he tried. I guess this is an apology, or at least an admission that he needs to do better. Take a listen to Rashee Rice.
I've learned so much from that. All I could do is, you know, mature and continue to grow from that. And this is, you know, a step in, you know, a better direction for me.
Okay. All right. Hickey, he sounds like such a great guy, doesn't he?
Yes, very remorseful, and it sounds like he learned a lot from his allegedly multiple endeavors.
Right. And so here we have another issue. Oh, my God. Andy Reid had to answer questions about this. And what is this? This is what we're finding out more about. Pro Football Talk has shared this information, and Andy Reid was finally asked about it. That when he was still at SMU, down in Dallas, he believed that there was a basketball player named Kendrick Davis who was also seeing his girlfriend. It's been reported that Rashee Rice, and this is via Pro Football Talk, Rice and some of his friends, they went to a basketball game, and then someone fired bullets into an empty car belonging to Kendrick Davis, which is where I'm from, is a warning. Like, I'm letting you know you need to stay away from my significant other. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem. And it's been said that a lot of teams, NFL teams, all knew about this. And so Andy Reid was finally asked. I mean, when the guy is speeding like a nut, He's going out to clubs and getting into altercations, and now there's this incident where he was allegedly tied into a shooting or a threat to someone. Andy Reid was asked about this. He says, did you know about this before drafting him? Andy Reid said, the way I'd leave it with you is we knew enough to draft him, you know, and then just went with the process and we, you know, we found out that it was satisfactory for us. He was asked to elaborate on his comments. Andy Reid said, I'll probably leave it right there. Yeah, I'll leave it right there for you. Hickey, and correct me if I'm wrong. You said that this interview, that in this interaction between Andy Reid and the media has magically disappeared from the internet?
That is correct. When looking for that audio you just read, you go to Chiefs.com. They have all the press conferences there. Magically, every press conference that the Chiefs have had works, except for one. Andy Reid's most recent press conference, you click on it, error, can't be found. Go to YouTube, also where all the press conferences are, not listed under the Chiefs page. Wow. Seems like it was a targeted job to make sure that Andy Reid's words can, I guess, disappear as much as they can.
They're not going to cut him until, I don't know. They're going to see what the suspension is before they give him the boot. But if they believe he can go out there and catch another 1,000 yards, which he almost did, and haul in 10 TDs, he's not going anywhere. It's just, it's wild stuff. I would say he should take a lesson out of Caitlin Clark's media book, but it seems like he just needs to make better life decisions, just flat and period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations, you made it through June 10th. Let's go ahead and take a look back in history at a few things that took place this day.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is June 10th. And let's go back to 1981. Because there was a guy who was pretty good at baseball who ended up tying Stan the Man's National League hits record in 1981. His name is Pete Rose. The Phillies beat the Astros 5-4, and Pete Rose got his hands, well, at least his bat, on hit number 3,630, tying Stan Musial, and this was in 81. Let's take a listen to the hit.
They're concerned with their pennant chances, too. They're certainly aware of Rose's opportunity to break Stan Musial's all-time record.
Ball is hit well. Here comes the center fielder, Scott. Cannot make the play. Base hit for Pete Rose. Oh, what a way to start this night. Sinking line drive for Rose, and he ties Stan Musial.
Yeah, that was courtesy of Major League Baseball. We know Pete Rose. He played for, what, five more years, ended up with 4,256 hits, more than anybody else. And he might as well not exist because of a few gambling things. Anyway, hey, this day, June 10th in 1996, Colorado, the Avalanche, they won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Panthers, who are playing right now, 1-0 in three overtimes. Listen to this from ESPN.
They're underway in game four. A victory for Colorado, and their names are on the Stanley. Picked up by Gord Murphy. Forehand wrister. Saved by Watt. Rebound. Side of the net. The Borac. Jamming. Patrick Watt's got it. Takes the shot. Not much on it. Millenby trying to run it in. Once, twice. Watt covers it up. Trying to clear. Didn't get it up. Sakic held it in. Still held it. Uwe Krupp shot. And score!
Man, damn it, after three overtimes, I know everything that they drank out of that cup. It was magnificent. They loved it. Hey, let's fast forward a year. June 10th, 1997. This is one of the most iconic catches that you will ever see in baseball. Or at least in this case, you're going to hear it. Remember Jim Edmonds? You remember that catch where he kind of flew behind him like Willie Mays? In 1997, he was out in Kansas City. And, he did that dive. He was an angel in the outfield. Remember this?
There's a fly ball center field. Long run for Jim Edmonds. Oh, he made a catch! Unbelievable! Jerry, that may be the best catch I have ever seen.
And the Royals fans appreciated Steve as much as we do, and all the Angel fans who are watching. Edmonds played in because Howard doesn't have a great deal of power. Look how many steps he has to make before he's able to dive for that ball and pull it in. What a play by Jim Edmonds.
He is absolutely phenomenal in center.
Man, Jim Edmonds was cool to watch, and that was an amazing catch. You don't hear a lot about Jim Edmonds anymore. I mean, nowadays you expect everybody to be in media and doing interviews and what have you, and maybe I'm missing something. But Jim Edmonds is kind of on the QT, quiet tip. You don't hear too much about Jim Edmonds. Hickey, you like the Angel in the Outfield reference, right?
That was smooth. That was a great setup by you.
Yeah, that was too easy, too easy. Now we've gotten rid of a lot of these references. Maybe I'm still mad that they took Devil out of the Tampa Bay Rays name. Bring back the Devil Rays, man. Bring them back.
With those unis, too. They were nice, the throwbacks.
Did they really change the uniform now?
Well, now I feel like it's more generic. Now it's just like blue and white. They were like a neon rainbow color.
They don't put the Ray is not on the front no more?
For like special occasions, like throwback night, yes. Otherwise, no.
Yeah. No more Washington Bullets. I understand that. I get that one. But leave the Devil Rays alone. It just aquatic ant. Well, didn't that Devil Ray got Steve Irwin, didn't it?
It did. RIP.
Yeah. So maybe no Devil Rays then. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network is done, okay? I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Antonio Daniels for joining the show. We spoke to an NBA champion earlier today. And there's a lot that went on. Mike Tomlin and Hurley and Caitlin Clark. There's always stuff. We'll be back with you tomorrow. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler's coming up next. I'm done. I'm gone. JL Sport Brief Show finished.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.